Sure.
Yes?
George Reedy on 90.
President, just one question might bob up. Whether you talked to Mr. Hoover this morning about Mississippi?
No, but I've talked to staff members here about it, and maybe I ought to before you talk to them. You think I ought to?
I think it might be good. I've got...
How did Lodge do?
He talked politics entirely. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk it. He had no option.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have said, of course, I'm not here to talk politics, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said in effect was that, well, you've got three leads. The AP said that has him declaring that he considered a higher duty of him to return home and fight for the Republican presidential nomination for Governor Scranton than to remain as ambassador to South Vietnam. He told a White House news conference that he felt the war in South Vietnam was on the track, while I feel the Republican Party is not in the track. The UPI has him saying that he will try to enlist former President Dwight D. Eisenhower's help in behalf of Governor William Scranton's GOP presidential bid. Agence France-Presse has him saying that he feels that the problem in Vietnam is to try to find new steps, and that he minimizes the dangers of stepping up the war. And then they say that in response to questions, he's, after taking farewell of you, that he's declared again that the military effort in Vietnam should be able to succeed with perseverance. The Reuters hasn't moved a lead on it yet, or may have one moving at the moment. I have here an FBI statement just saying that the intensive search and investigation involving the three missing civil rights workers is continuing in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I have a circular containing photographs and descriptions of the missing workers been prepared and will be distributed today throughout Mississippi and the surrounding states of Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana. I guess we've been informed that this has happened.